Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today as we face the issues. We look forward to having you as our audience and also as our participants. We are set up on a Q&A format. You can call in, ask your questions, give your insight, and join us in the dialogue and the discussion. We'll be having a wonderful discussion today, the collision of two cultures. The collision of two cultures. We'll be talking about what we see, and we generally call it the right and the left, what is found on the left and what is found on the right, politically speaking. But we really have two cultures in America today, a clearly divisive society where there is a point of demarcation, where individuals look at things from a totally different viewpoint, vantage point. And it's because of a lack of wisdom. It is because of a lack of understanding of the Word of God. It is caused because of not having a biblical worldview. This is the reason I say that it's so vital for us to understand what the Word of God says in relationship to truth. It was Jesus who said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." The freedom, ladies and gentlemen, that we have today comes as a result of the truth of the Word of God. The Word of God is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word without anything added, without anything to be detracted from, but simply what does the Word of God say? This is the reason Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." It is Jesus Christ that is truth, the centrality of truth. And then Jesus says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It is the truth of the Word of God that ought to make the difference in your life and mine. It's the Word of God that we base this broadcast on each day. It is the basic foundation for life and living. It is the guidebook for all that is done and said. And yet so many, even as so-called Christians, are ignorant of the Scripture, do not know what the Scripture really says, are not familiar with how to take the Scripture and inculcate it and use it as a guide and a lamp to direct our footsteps each day. And that's what it's supposed to be, and that's how we're supposed to utilize it in our lives. It was the individual back many years ago, which was a literal philosopher in relationship to secularism. And he said, that was George Orwell, that says the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see coming about today. We're watching the deterioration of truth, the demoralization of society. We're watching the collision of two worldviews, two cultures, colliding before our eyes in our society today. This is the reason it's necessary for us to stick to the truth. As Christians, we ought to recognize the truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death." And it is the defense of the truth that I believe God calls on us in the 21st century to do, is to defend the truth, to stand for the truth. And I understand it's not an easy thing to do in the culture that we're living in today. It is not an easy thing to do for our sons and daughters and grandkids in public school educational system. where there's the mockery and the laughing because of standing for truth and standing for biblical absolutes. And as a result of that, we're seeing a further deterioration in our homes and our families because of what the kids are being taught in the public educational arena. But we need to seek the truth and listen to the truth and learn the truth and love the truth, tell the truth and live the truth and defend the truth, even if we have to do so standing alone. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands like Honda and Echo for the homeowner. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, especially the Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a full, knowledgeable staff of individuals that can answer all your questions about landscape equipment for the individual homeowner as well as for the professional landscaper. They can answer all your questions about hurricane backup power equipment and readiness. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. A good benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, for locating Tools for Time is to search for that gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole, Old Glory flowing 24/7, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that you have noticed, if you are alive and well, that you've noticed a tectonic shift in our culture in America today. If you have been alert and alive, you have witnessed this shift taking place in the culture, and we've seen it primarily come to the forefront in 2020. This year, we watched it come to the boiling forefront. That is a cultural divide, the collision between two cultures, two worldviews. And I want us to talk about that today, and I pray that you'll join in the dialogue and the discussion. Are you noticing any differences today? Are you noticing the differentiation between morals and ethics and values and the side of the fence that says there's no such thing as ethics and values and morals and we're just going to do as we please? Have you noticed that? I want you to call in today, 831-0917. I want to hear from you. I need to know, are you concerned about the cultural divide? Are you concerned about the collision of two cultures? Are you concerned about this 2020 election that will differentiate the future of America? For which cultural divide, which side of the cultural divide that you're on? Is it okay to have the LGBTQ sodomite agenda taught in the classroom? Is it okay to have our kids from kindergarten through high school taught the Black Lives Matter, the socialist cultural Marxist ideal? Is it okay to have that? Is it okay to have Planned Parenthood being taught in our classrooms, brainwashing our kids? Is it all right to have the Marxist communist professors teaching our children in college and university and taxpayer money paying for it? Is that all right? That's some of the things we're talking about today when we talk about the collision of two cultures. There is a major, major, major collision that's taking place, and it's taking place before our eyes. We're witnessing. We've always had cultural differences in society, but never has America, never, ladies and gentlemen, has America ever been where we are now. We've never watched, we've never seen, we've never witnessed the open hostilities and the battle. I mean, open warfare in our streets over cultural differences as we're watching today. I'm looking at an article, and I'll just read a blurb or two from it to set the stage. The title of the article says, Cultural Revolution: What the Violence in America Cities is All About. So far, hundreds of police have been injured, dozens have been killed, and we've seen billions of dollars in property and collateral damage. Further, the article says, the media today romanticizes the summer of love, unrest, and downplayed the violence in the streets. Newspapers ran bizarre photos and essays of the chic garb of the protesters: umbrellas, leaf blowers, wooden shields, armor, colored like bike helmets. Many in the streets seemed as interested in taking selfies as they were in smashing windows. Further, the article states, why do city governments defund police departments at the very moment vulnerable residents are more fearful of their safety? As with most cultural revolutions, what the most cultural revolutions that wish to start things over at year zero, the violence is aimed at America's past in order to change the present and totally change the future. The targets are not just the old majority culture, but also classical statues and buildings, hallowed institutions, religious icons, the removal of renowned names of streets and plazas, and almost every representation of tradition and authority in America. For the majority of Americans, we do not buy into this revolution. It all seems so surreal and hypocritical for those that are carrying it out. The article then finally states the point of the mob is to wipe out what it cannot create. It topples what it can neither match nor even comprehend. It would erode the very system that ensures its singular freedom, leisure, and historic affluence. The brand of anarchist is not logic, but envy-driven power. To take it, to keep it, to use it against purported enemies, which would otherwise be impossible in time of calm through the ballot box. Democratic socialists say America should be more like socialist countries such as Sweden and Denmark, and millions upon millions of young people believe them today and are following them. For years, the democratic socialists have been growing a crop of followers that include students, young professionals, and others in America. America's future will be in their hands in the near future, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage of what we're talking about in this broadcast. And it's not designed to be a negative thought. It's not designed to promulgate anything that would seem to be divisive, but for you to understand. I just received a love letter, as I call it, from it's part of the hate mail that sometimes you subject yourself to when you tell the truth. Dear individual had written in his letter that he was chastising me from promoting Donald Trump, chastising me and saying that there's no such thing as Marxist communist in America, no such thing as the LGBTQ and its push to sexualize our students in school. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He mocked, laughed, made fun of, and chided my position on making statements. Of course, he didn't sign it to give a return address. That's simply the way cowards usually do it. It's simply what the Bible calls fools, and we'll talk about that further in this dialogue and discussion today. And I want us to understand the Bible does speak about that. We need to understand what it means, and we'll look at and exegete a few verses in Proverbs and other places that will identify for us that we might know what we're up against in America. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, I think academia has brainwashed the younger generation, and another factor in the increase in divisiveness is the personality of Donald Trump. He's a street fighter, and he will get down in the weeds with you and slug it out, whereas most refined statesmen will try to stay above the fray. But so that's what I think has, and I believe it's a physical manifestation of a spiritual warfare. And I believe we're in the last days, and I know you can go off the deep end with that, but that's what I think is going on right now.
Well, I think you're pretty much on target. We are in the last of the last days. Some chide that, challenge that, reject that. But as we understand what is taking place, we're literally in the last of the last days. And the Bible says perilous times means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult days will be the benchmark. And you're exactly right. Now, when you talk about Trump's characteristics and personality and the getting down and fighting, do you see that as a good thing or a bad thing? Do you see that as what we ought to reelect or not? What is your position on that? Because that'll make the difference in what we see in the cultural divide in the future for America.
Well, I think he's a refreshing difference from the career politicians, and I think America is glad to have somebody who appears to be sincerely interested in the average man's welfare rather than all the corruption that and swampy stuff that's going on in Washington. And so I'm 100% for Trump, and he's what I call an alpha male. He's not going to take a hit. I mean, he's going to come back at you.
Well, you know, he made the statement that if you hit me, I'm going to come back at you twice as hard with twice as many hits. And from the normal, how would you say, spiritual, biblical aspect of what we're saying, that seems to be a rude, crude personality. But I believe God's divine intervention in November of 2016 placed him in office. And when we vote for President Donald J. Trump, we're not voting for Jesus. We're voting for an individual that meets the qualifications in the scripture in Exodus chapter 18 and verse 21. And that is that we are to place those over us, those that are in leadership role, that revere God, that are men of honor, that are truthful men, that will take a stand for truth. And that's, I believe, exactly the characteristics that we find in Donald Trump. And the vast difference is, for example, with Joe Biden, it's been in the Beltway in Washington for almost 50 years, and he claims now he's going to heal the problem. He's going to bring us together. He's going to do all kinds of waving the magic wand and make things happen. Well, he has not done so for 50 years, almost 50 years. So why should we think that he would do so now? So I would be willing to say to any of our listeners today, we need to recognize the potentiality of what we will have if we vote for a Joe Biden presidency, because Joe Biden is, and I'm sad to say, is incompetent. Joe Biden does not have the cognitive skills and abilities today and the wherewithal to carry out the leadership. If he is elected, it is my most humble opinion, within 90 to 120 days, Kamala Harris will be the de facto president of the United States of America. And if that doesn't frighten you, nothing does. But you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call and your insight. Keep on praying. Keep on looking up and encourage others to pray and take a stand. And as I say in this broadcast today, later in the broadcast, we need to be visible, verbal, as Christians and as conservatives, and take a stand. Stop being silent. Stop burying our head in the sand and stand up, be heard and be seen, be salt and light that God's called us to be. I believe that that's what God would have us to do in the society and the cultural divide that we're finding today.
Amen. I totally agree.
Thank you so much for your call. God bless you and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the collision of two cultures. The collision of two cultures. You call it two worldviews. Two cultures is what we're seeing, the battle and the absolute division today. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, seeing the open hostilities in the marketplace. Where would you find, at what other time in American history would you find the mindset that says, let's cancel police departments, let's defund police departments? What other cultural time would you find in the 244-year history of America where it is okay for a person to walk up to a police officer's window in a car while they're sitting parked with two police officers in it and just pull a weapon out and bang, bang, bang several times, shooting both the police officers? Fortunately, thank God, they are both alive, but they've gone through several surgeries just to remain alive. Where and what other cultural time would we have found in America where it seems as though the socialist, Marxist, communist media is totally silent on the things that are really meaningful and that's taking place? What other time in the culture of America and the history of America would you find it where there's a push to sexualize our young children? Whatever time, what other time in the history of America would you find where it seems to be all right for there to have this Marxist, communist being taught in the classrooms in our colleges and universities that's brainwashing our kids, and somehow it's being embraced by the socialist, Marxist, communist on the left? So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about today. I mean, open warfare in the streets where you find those running down the streets with Molotov cocktail bottles in the hands, toss them into the police buildings or at police officers, shooting police officers, blinding them with bright lights in their eyes, and burning buildings, looting and rioting and stealing and theft. And simply the media says it's peaceful demonstrations. What other time in the history of America have we found that to be okay and to be embraced by society in general? Ladies and gentlemen, what we're listening to, what we're watching is absolutely an antichrist spirit in our world today. And yes, we've always had what I have called the conservatives and the liberals. We've always had that. There's always been that demarcation, politically speaking. But there's never been a time when it had been so open and so visible and so in your face as a cultural divide as we're watching today with the collision of the two cultures in America. The two worldviews are colliding before our eyes in America. We've never seen a cultural divide so open, so evident, so angry, so hostile, and against anything that we call biblical norms, morals, ethics, and values. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing today is a spiritual battle being fought out in high places. The scripture says we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against wickedness in high places. And that's exactly what we see. It is a demonically inspired spiritual battle, but it is the unholy spirit that's being carried out. And it's because the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is that these Marxists in the street, these socialist Marxists, these communist active people in the streets, hate God, hate anything that will be a restraint on their morals and ethics and values. And as a result of that, there's a defiance of anything that's called faith and family values. As we are now witnessing in America today, there is that battle against the family, the battle against faith, the battle against God, the battle against the Bible. It is a battle against church. It's a battle against Christians. And that's what's bringing all of this about. That's the underlying fundamental foundation of what is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. That telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. If you're out of the area, it is 904-831-0917. So what has changed? Just what are the visible, vocal evidences of this tectonic shift in the basic moral values in America today? I believe that we're seeing the fully orchestrated. Hear me. I don't believe it's just happenstance. I don't believe it's just evolved. I believe it's a fully orchestrated, planned, systematic destruction of the very moral, ethical, biblical fiber that forms the foundation of America and the American way of life that we've had for 244 years. Why do I say that? Because we have embraced Islam in America, because we have embraced the Communist Party in America, because we have embraced the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in America, because we have embraced the Planned Parenthood murder by way of abortion in America. This is simply the end result that we see taking place today. Here's an article that says, Ilhan Omar, who is she? She is a socialist, Marxist, communist, Islamic that's elected to the House out of the state of, I believe it's Minnesota. Ilhan Omar calls for the dismantling, I'm reading the headline, the dismantling of the American economic and political system. Democratic Republican Ilhan Omar said the American economic and political system needed to be totally dismantled, not just the criminal justice system. As long as our economy and political system prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. She said as a live-streamed event in Minnesota on Tuesday, we cannot stop the criminal justice system. We cannot just stop the criminal justice system. We must begin to work toward the dismantling, listen, of the whole system of oppression in America. It's also worth noting that Ilhan Omar has used the same language, dismantling, to discuss police departments such as the one in Minneapolis, which she advocated for removing entirely. The current infrastructure that exists as policing in our city should not exist at all, she told CNN News. Ilhan Omar isn't the sole voice in the Democratic Party calling for the radical change in unambiguous terms. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden tweeted on Sunday that his goal as president would not simply be to rebuild this nation, but to totally transform America, end quote. That gives you a good idea, ladies and gentlemen, of what's taking place. This didn't just happen sporadically. This just did not happen organically. This has taken place by a fully orchestrated, planned event of the overthrow of America as we see it and as we know it today. It is to remove the very foundation. And if the foundation be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? The Bible says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? Ladies and gentlemen, if the biblical foundations are destroyed, the righteous, the church, the Christians, the body of Christ will have nothing but persecution and prosecution. If we think it is bad now, and we'll talk about that further in this broadcast, if we think it's bad today with the persecution and the prosecution of our churches, forcing them to remain closed, forcing churches to have to be armed with a battery of attorneys to defend our faith once delivered to the saints, to defend our Bill of Rights that God has granted, to defend our position of liberty and freedom for all, to defend our position of the religious liberties and the freedom of speech that's guaranteed in our Constitution and the First Amendment and our Bill of Rights. Why would this be necessary if it were not for the orchestrated plan to overthrow God? It is a battle between God and the wicked, evil, demonic spirits in the world today. But it's an orchestrated plan, systematic destruction of this very fabric of our foundation for the life that we have lived and for the foundation that we've recognized and understood for 244 years. The main catalyst, ladies and gentlemen, for this socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, what they're using is the pandemic. Yes, you remember several years ago under the Barack Hussein Obama administration that his chief of staff said never let a good crisis go to waste. So they've taken the crisis of COVID-19 and they have weaponized it to the point that everything is open season now. Here's an article that says the tip of the spear of today's Marxism is the LGBTQ movement. This article is written by a man named Scott Lively, and it's dated August the 31st of 2020. Scott Lively has been a prolific writer about and against some of these things that are evidentiary coming into America that's dividing us. He says, in its pre-election purge of conservative scholarship and inconvenient historical truth, Amazon just banned my book, The Pink Swastika, Homosexuality in the Nazi Party was the subtitle, which I co-authored in 1995. The cancel culture is a social pressure-based system of political transformation that relies heavily on malicious propaganda to educate and to inspire the hard-left activists who then carry out the attacks on designated, pre-designated targets. Further in the article, it says, even today, with the term Marxism on the lips of nearly every conservative, most still don't fully realize the point of the Marxist spear now stabbing through the heart of our constitutional republic has always been the LGBTQ movement. And ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly correct. It's the Socialist Marxist Communist Party that we've allowed. Did you realize, did you know that in America we have the Communist Party USA, that our American system of openness and embracing everybody and everything has allowed that to not only exist, but to thrive and to now be popping at the seams with the airheads, the mush heads that have come out of our colleges and universities that have been brainwashed by the communist professors that teach them that America is to be hated, that America is evil and wicked and bad, and that America needs to be fundamentally changed. And that's the reason we're seeing this taking place today. It's the Marxist agenda. Here's an article that says the Marxist leader admits the Black Lives Matter riots are rehearsals for an ultimate total United States of America revolution. The prominent Marxist activist Angela Davis has declared that the recent Black Lives Matter riots are merely a rehearsal for full revolution in America in the very near future. Davis claims the civil unrest is needed to bring about lasting radical social and economic change, total transformation in America. Angela Davis, who was a longtime member of the Communist Party USA, also expressed sympathy for rioters who are tearing down historic statues. Those statues are our reminders that the history of the United States of America is a history of racism, she said. So it's natural that these people would only want to bring down any symbol like that. Angela Davis also equated capitalism with racism. Capitalism, she said, has always been a racial capitalistic market. Wherever we see capitalism, we see the influence and the exploitation of racism. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're being sold a bill of lies under the Black Lives Matter banner. And Black Lives Matter is a Marxist communist organization. It has nothing to do with pigmentation of skin. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a one-minute break at the top of the hour. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.